In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, sharing the Word of God. Today is a very special day. It is called the World Day of Prayer for the Healing of the Sick. Yes, because it is the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Only God knows how many miracles were done at Lourdes since the time of Bernadette. Only God knows how many were done. And I know that today the Lord wants to heal people. The Lord wants to bless people. The Lord wants to say, you know, healing is still part of the gospel. It is the gospel, as a matter of fact. I don't know where people started this, but they said healing stopped with the last apostle. Like, I have no idea where that came from. That certainly didn't come from the scriptures, because Jesus said, they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. So I don't know where people started to lose faith in Jesus, that he heals the sick, and that he comforts the afflicted. I don't know when that happened. I don't know if it was right away after the ascension of Jesus. I have no idea. But healing is the greatest thing that can happen to a person that's sick, because they give all the credit to Jesus Christ, all the credit to the Lord Jesus. Okay, we'll talk a little more about that later on. I'm reading from Matthew 6 or Matthew 5. Yesterday we talked about, you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth. Yes, know who you are, know who you are. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of the Heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Yes, pray for your enemies. Do not hate them. It's time to love our enemies. And I'm going to tell you, when we hate our enemies, the only one that's hurt is the person who hates his enemies. No one else is hurt, just the person who hates. The Lord says, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Heavenly Father. For the Father allows the sun to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous, on the believer and the unbeliever. He allows the rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous, on the believer and the unbeliever. And that's what the Father does. And if we want to be children of the Father, we have to, by grace, only by grace, I'm not saying feeling, by grace, forgive our enemies, and to pray for those who persecute us. It is time to do what God tells us to do in the Gospels. This is just very simple. For if you love those who love you, what credit will you have? Do not tax collectors and pagans do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfected, just as your Father is perfect. I tell you, when we love our enemies and we forgive them, things begin to happen in us. We start getting healed. You see, because when we hold something against somebody, it tears us down. So today, I want you to think of a person that you need to forgive right now. It is the World Day of Prayer for the Healing of the Sick. Well, you know what? If you're holding people back from God, you're the sick one. So let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, I forgive, say the name. I forgive, and you say the name. and I hold nothing against them by the grace of God. I say, Lord Jesus, give them a big blessing today. Give them a big blessing today. It's time to pray for those who persecute us. Lord Jesus, those people that have persecuted me, Lord, I pray for them that you would give them your best, that you would touch them in the innermost being of their hearts. Oh, yes, Lord, because I do not only want to love those who love me, because that's what the pagans do. That's what the tax collectors do. I want to love those who do not love me. I want to pray for those who persecute me so that I am by grace a child of the Heavenly Father. For the Father lets the Son shine on the just and the unjust. Then in chapter 6, the teaching about almsgiving. I'm telling you, people, we as Catholics have not learned that the first 10% goes to God. We have not learned that. Unfortunately, people still put $1 in the collection basket. And you know what? They are robbing not only God, but themselves, because when we tithe, it is a great act of faith, and the Lord rewards that faith. And not many people talk about it. Tithing to Jesus Christ, tithing to the Church of Jesus. This is what we are called to do. And then what's extra are gifts. So we're called not only to tithe, but to give offerings. Teaching about almsgiving. Take care not to perform your righteous deeds in order that men may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your Heavenly Father. When you give alms, when, not if, do not blow a trumpet before you like the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. I tell you, when we give our tithe, I tell you, God begins to reward and show us things that he didn't show us because, you know, we wouldn't let him because we are cheap. We're holding back from God. Again, 10% goes to God. The first 10% from the top goes to the Lord, and we are called to do that. It's so simple. It's so simple. But it takes faith, doesn't it? It takes faith to give. And you know what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible talks more about money than it talks about heaven. And, you know, if it talks more about money, we must do good with the filthy lucre that we have. Not loving money, but using money for the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, you go in your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Oh, yes, prayer, important. Prayer, important. Pray in secret so that God knows that our hearts are set after him. Our hearts are set after the Lord. In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think they will receive a hearing because of their many words. They think they'll receive. We see we have a hearing already. People say, then you shouldn't pray the rosary. No, we're not praying the rosary to receive a hearing. We have a hearing in the presence of God through the Holy Spirit. We are not praying for a hearing. by babbling. This is not Babel. It's meditating on the mysteries of Jesus Christ. In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard by their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That's true, but he wants us to ask him. When you pray, this is how you are to pray. Our Father, not only my Father, but our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your name is holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My Lord, I have not experienced that God wants his kingdom to come and his will would be done where we live as it is in heaven. Therefore, it's all about heaven. It's not about the earth, that heaven is what it's about, that God lets his holy presence come upon us from heaven through the blood of Jesus. I have never seen a community where the kingdom has come and the will of God is done on earth as it is in heaven. These are the words of Jesus when they said, teach us to pray. He said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus said. And you see, this is what he wants. You say, well, that's impossible. Well, then Jesus made a mistake in giving us this prayer. Jesus makes no mistakes. He gave us this prayer because he wants this prayer to come alive in our midst. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then we go back, give us today our daily bread. Yes, we need to pray for our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, and do not subject us to the final test, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, yes. Forgive our debtors, and we have to forgive again. And don't subject us to the final test, but deliver us from Satan, deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. How simple. How simple. He will not forgive our transgressions if we do not forgive others. He will not forgive our transgression if we do not forgive others. It's as simple as that. Then the next line, which puts me under conviction, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father sees what is hidden, will repay you. This is what God says. This is what God says. Your Father who is hidden will repay you. Oh, yes, he will repay you. Fasting is another discipline. We pray as we fast. We not only fast from food, but our prayer has to increase. We once did a 40-day fast. We did it. It was a difficult thing to do, but God gave us the grace to do it. And since then, I have not really fasted. But Jesus says, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. Then, do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven where neither moth nor decay destroys nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also your heart would be. Where is your treasure today? Oh, Jesus, we praise you and bless you that our treasure is in heaven, that our treasure is in Jesus Christ. We praise you and we bless you because you are the treasure. You are the treasure, yes. You are the treasure that we have. our hearts are with you. I pray today, Lord, on the World Day of Prayer for the healing of the sick, that you would be our treasure and that you would heal the sick, that you would touch people who are in the legs today, right now, in the legs, that you would heal people in the legs so that they have no pain. Jesus, as you healed that lady's gums at Holy Rosary and the operation was canceled, now I ask you to heal people's legs, to heal people's legs. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Come on, reach out. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is past. Sing by this moment your throat to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. The Lord's healing necks and throats by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, by the blood of Jesus. It's the World Day of Prayer for the healing of the sick. Oh, yes, heal the sick, Lord. Heal the sick, the infirm, and bless them with your presence. Yes, Jesus, heal throats and necks. The Lord says throats and necks are being healed right now. You might say, how do you know? I know it in faith. I do not know it in knowledge. It's my faith that tells me this. And as I pray, the Lord shows me some things. I have no idea whose neck and whose throat he is touching, but I do know that he showed me this. And I can only tell you, he is healing what he has showed me, and he can heal much more, because I can only see so much. You know what I'm saying? He's bigger than what I see. He's bigger than what I see. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Cancer is no obstacle to Jesus. The big C is Christ, not cancer. The big C is Christ, not cancer. And on this World Day of Prayer for the healing of the sick, everyone that has cancer, be healed by the blood of Jesus. Be healed by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed by the blood of Jesus that cancels everything that the devil wrote against you. Oh, yes, be healed. Tommy Clasby's nephew, be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Let there be a complete reversal of sickness to health. Minister to this young man. Minister healing today in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. In your name, heal this young man and heal everyone who is plagued with cancer. Help us to know that the big C is not cancer, but the big C is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, send the Holy Spirit upon us now that we would know how to pray and what to pray for. We pray that the kingdom of God would come on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, yes, the kingdom of God would come on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, we pray for our daily bread, but we pray not only for our daily bread, Lord, but that we would be givers, that you would look at us and say, they're just like the Father. They give. The Father so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. The Father so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. I'm telling you, he wants to see us as givers, like the Heavenly Father. Prostate cancer is being healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, bless, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. I remember a man coming to me with his wife. They had 17 children, God bless them. And their family is so beautiful. They're all grown up now. But you know what? They came and told me that the man had prostate cancer. So we prayed healing in the name of Jesus, healing by the power of the blood, healing by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. And guess what? They changed the report. He did not have prostate cancer anymore. This is what God knows how to do. This is what God knows how to do. I'm not telling you what I know how to do. I don't know how to do very much, but God knows how to heal his people. And you know, healing is one of the things that Jesus did over and over and over in the gospel. Father Eric said, you know, Jesus did two things. I would say three things. He healed the sick and he forgave people. That's right. But I would also say he taught people. He taught people. He gave us his teaching. But Jesus is more than a teacher. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the divine Son of the Father. And he does heal the sick. And he does forgive sins. Oh, yes, the sacrament of confession is so important. Oh, yes, the sacrament of confession is so important that we repent of our sins. Father Eric is right. Jesus did two things. He healed the sick and he forgave people. I'm telling you, God, it hasn't changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. People that say healing stopped with the last apostle, they are lying. People that say healing is only for charismatics, they are lying. Healing is for the believer. Healing is for the believer. The Word of God tells us that healing is for the believer, not for the unbeliever, but for the believer. Healing is for the believer. In Mark's gospel, the scripture says, they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. That's what it says. But I'm going to give it to you more. Later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. Do you believe? In my name, they will drive out demons. Do you believe? They will speak entirely new tongues. Do you believe? They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and the sick will recover. This is for believers. This is for believers, not unbelievers. Jesus Christ is still a healer, same yesterday, today, and forever. He heals the sick. I pray that you would heal the people of tinnitus, ringing in the ears, making noises in the head. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed of tinnitus. Be healed of tinnitus and be healed of deafness. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, be completely healed. For today is the world day of prayer for the healing of the sick. But you know what? Tomorrow is the same, because we would pray for the sick any day that they come to us. And we pray with faith. That's how we pray. We do not pray with unfaith. We pray with faith, and we watch God do things that only God can do. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. We really need to hear from people to pay our bills. Our bills in January have come in, and I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And if you would like to pay a gift on PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. Be healed, be healed, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Be healed in your stomach by the name of Jesus and by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed of cancer by the name of Jesus. Make sure you get it checked out with the doctor. Be healed of every infirmity that Jesus Christ has taken upon himself, because by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we were healed. Be healed of headaches right now. Migraine headaches, be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the precious blood. Be completely healed and restored. And Lord, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.